Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Paranormal experiences don't really work to a timescale, and therefore, we invite you to listen to a dark minisode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to what will be our penultimate dark minisode. Because, of course, this Friday is episode 9 of The Dark Paranormal season 15, and next week we have our season finale. And believe me, it's one hell of an experience. And that might be a bit of a pun, but I'll leave that up to you once you've heard the season finale. Our episode slots for season 16 are more or less decided, but as ever, we always accept submissions. And they may find themselves either here on a minisode, used within our Patreon-only Dark Bite show, or indeed as an episode of The Dark Paranormal. And as ever with every season we do, I always leave a bit of wiggle room, so should the right experience arrive in the email box, I will present it to you guys as soon as I can. And that can happen at any time within a season. That's what's wonderful about leaving submissions open. For example, the penultimate episode of The Dark Paranormal season 15 has only come in during season 15. That's how flexible I've always wanted this show to be, because I want to get the best experiences to you guys as quickly as I can. Therefore, if you have an experience that you wish to share with the show, be it one paragraph, be it seven pages, email it over to contact@thedarkparanormal.com. But right now, let's jump into the penultimate dark minisode of season 15. Hello, my name is Tiffany and I'm from the US. I've enjoyed listening to your podcast, and as a first-time Patreon member, I'm glad I chose you. I've been listening to your show for a few years now. I'm almost caught up on all of your episodes, including the Patreon Dark Bites episodes, which I thoroughly enjoy. I like listening to your podcast at work on my night shift. Listening to your show makes my night at work something to look forward to. Anyway, I have four stories to share, each taking place at different parts of my life. My first experience happened at work. I work at a retail store. Whilst working the night shift, I was in the background room. And in the corner of my eye, I see this young man. And he's wearing a Letterman jacket and jeans. He looked to be very young, high school young. He had short black hair. I turned to look at him properly, and when I did, he was gone. I can remember this like it was yesterday. Even though I was only 20 years old, and I'm now 41. I'm not the type of person to think paranormal right away, even though I am a believer. I tried to get it out of my head, so I told someone at work. I was shocked when they said that there was a man of that age that died, and he used to work there, and he matched my description. I'm not sure who or what I saw that day, but it still is clear and vivid in my mind. My next experience was on a trip to Gatlinburg, Tennessee. We went to the Titanic Museum there, and it was a great experience. Well, all except one experience, that is. One which I still can't shake. There was this room, and in it were photos that were taken before the ship sailed that day. One of the photos they talked about had a boy with a toy. They actually mentioned the photo in the tour. Well, my husband and stepson were with me, and as we were viewing these pictures, these kids came running into the room. It was only the three of us in the room, including these two kids. The older one was so excited showing his brother, I presume, the picture of the boy and his toy. And he was saying, "That's me, that's me." I was confused, obviously. It couldn't have been him as he was in the room. He appeared to be the same age as the boy, but the photo was taken many years ago. The kids in the room were also wearing modern clothes, nothing out of the normal. It was just this strange feeling I had, and the kid seemed so sure that it was him in the picture. I didn't know what to think. I went to leave, but turned back to look again, and they were both gone. The only way they could have left would have been to go back the opposite direction, which was at the beginning of the tour. But we would have seen them do it. I mean, it may be possible, but it certainly left me with a feeling of uncertainty. Where were their parents? Why were they coming in after us when we were the last ones on the group for that day? And why didn't we see these boys again? Later, back at the cabin we were renting, my stepson was sitting on the couch, and he was like, "Did you see those boys?" I said, "Oh my, yes." And we talked that we had the same feelings and thoughts. My husband did not see the kids. He didn't notice anything. I don't know what to think, but again, I hate to jump to "it was paranormal." I guess it really could have just been two kids, and the boy thought it was him as a lookalike. But the disappearing is more hard to explain. I told family and friends, who all agreed. Later, my dad said he'd seen the same museum on a show called Paranormal Caught on Camera. In the show, they caught an image of a woman. So after some research, it appears it's meant to be a haunted museum. Now knowing that museum is meant to be haunted, it leads me to believe that maybe I did see something supernatural. My next experience was when I was on vacation in Las Vegas. This is the most recent experience. It happened about a year ago. I was nervous about staying in a hotel because it was a haunted hotel. And I'd heard a lot of hotels in Vegas were haunted. One of the hotels we stayed at was the Lexor, and I'd heard people could hear things in the hallways, and there was always a man who apparently died during construction of the building, as well as a few other paranormal things. But for me, the place didn't seem to be haunted. Every night we stayed in Vegas, we would stay in a different hotel. One of my sons and I were always up late, and that's when we would go round and explore the hotel. The way this one was set up, if you haven't been there, that is, It's like a balcony that you can look over the main part of the hotel. That's on each floor, all the way round the triangle-shaped building. This was probably 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and we were just overlooking the balcony. All of a sudden, I heard a very heavy breath in my ear. Today's show is sponsored by Acorns. Now, I used to believe investment was only for people on Wall Street or people with finance degrees, people who used phrases like buy low, sell high, and other things I will never understand. But the one thing I do understand is the importance of letting your money and your future having a chance to grow. However, investments can seem daunting and most people don't know where to start. And for many people, including me, you believe you need a lot of money before you start investing. Plus, we all have busy lives and we don't have the time to go researching how you start investing. So we say I'll do it tomorrow or next week or next month, but we all know tomorrow never comes. But Acorns make it so easy to start saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommend an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals and then automatically invest your money for you. I've recently turned 45 and investment has never been on my radar, but people like Acorns are so clear and straightforward, they've not only put it on my radar, but took it off my plate. So head over to acorns.com/darkparanormal or download the Acorns app today and start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investment involves risk. Acorn Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. For important disclosures at acorns.com/darkparanormal.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Get everything you need for your next project today at Menards and save big money. LP SmartSide products are the number one brand of engineered wood siding. SmartSide Trim and Siding offers long-lasting performance and delivers the warmth and beauty of traditional wood. Save big money today at Menards and LP SmartSide products. Plus, visit Menards.com to view the weekly flyer and check out all of our great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
It was really loud. I freaked out, and we went down to the main part of the hotel. I just tried to forget about it, and I tried to think of logical reasons for these things. So I thought it was maybe just somebody on the floor below me or above me, and they were exhausted and exhaled. I couldn't think of much else. The next experience happened on vacation in New York. I was with my two boys, my parents, and sister and her friend, and we were coming back really late from New York to a hotel in New Jersey. It was around 3:30 a.m. and me and my boys had a room across the hall from everyone else. As me and my boys were heading to the room, I said, "Come on, are you coming?" My youngest said, "Yes." And it was then I heard a woman say, "I'm coming too." It was so clear, as if she was stood right next to me. Well, I was taken off guard. I know what I heard, and it should have scared the living daylights out of me. But oddly, I was calm, and just went on with the night. The next day, I brought it up to my mum, and her face nearly turned white. She then told me, after she fell asleep, she woke up to the sound of two people talking. She was hazy and can't remember what was said as she was woken from her sleep. But she too remembered feeling calm and going back to sleep. It was after hearing this I knew it was paranormal. It said spirits can affect your emotions, and if they don't want you to be scared, they don't make you scared. I feel like sometimes they can give off a calm feeling, if that makes sense. I know me, and I know that I would have normally been so scared in that moment I heard the voice. The fact I wasn't, and my mum had the same type of experience with no fear, leads me to believe it was paranormal. And my mum believes this too. As to what or who it was, I've no idea. Looking back, it gives me the chills. I'm more scared now looking back than I was when it happened. You've said on your show before that if someone experiences the same thing, it's almost like confirmation. Other people I tell this to, they always think it was someone in the next room. But I know what I heard. I know what my mum heard. And I know it was paranormal. Lastly, and probably the most fitting, as it's a bit dark, trigger warning. One day, whilst out with my then husband in Chicago, we were at a club. We were outside with a group of people smoking and chatting, when all of a sudden, someone came running around the corner and said that a guy had hung himself around the corner. He'd apparently jumped off a bridge and was hanging from that bridge. My husband turned the corner to look. I wanted no part of it and was eager to go home. I had such an awful feeling to be that close to someone who was so down they took their own life. It was horrible. I had such a feeling of sadness and I was crying for a good while. When we were home, I was still thinking about it. It was hard not to. And even though I didn't know who this person was, I was still exceptionally sad. I went to the bathroom to get ready for bed and began brushing my teeth. In the bathroom, I had a kid's stool for my kid by the sink. I was stood there brushing my teeth, and I heard it move. I was nowhere near it. I shook it off, and then I heard it again. I looked down, and I watched as the stool moved across the floor. Only an inch or two, but it moved by itself. No one was near it. I was so terrified I could not sleep that night. I've convinced myself now maybe it was a mouse under the stool trying to escape. Anything other than the dark feeling that somehow, maybe, the spirit from earlier that night had followed me home. Thank you for allowing me an outlet to tell my stories. I know people have said this before, but I'm not a writer, so hopefully this reads okay. It's so nice to be able to tell fellow believers my story. I hope that you, if you read this, and the listeners, enjoyed my experiences. Well, Tiffany, thank you so much for providing the penultimate dark minisode for season 15. And I like it when we receive emails that contain a series of tiny stories. They give us not only a better picture of the individual who submitted the experiences, but also a number of experiences to consider. And that's one of the wonderful things about the shorter story. Because sometimes the magic of true paranormal experiences is not necessarily in their length. It can be in what's left out of a story. It allows us, the listeners, or in my case, the reader, to maybe ponder these stories and experiences and create a bit of a narrative about what led to what. And I find that just as enjoyable as listening, or in my case, reading. Either way, Tiffany, thank you so much for providing your experiences. And so, that wraps up our penultimate minisode for Season 15. I'll speak to you all again on Friday for our penultimate dark paranormal of this series. And until then, stay safe and take care.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.